Happy New Year! Derek Olson here to reconstruct the prehistoric past with you. In this episode, we are going to look into the amazing and unexpected discovery a few months ago of an age-old statue in Kyrgyzstan. Then we're going to talk about Ireland's mysterious wormhole. And then we're going to end the show with another fascinating discovery coming from Jericho that involves a very strange 9,000-year-old skull. You are not going to want to miss this episode. But before we jump into it, I want to let you know that I'm excited to announce registration is now live for the Megalithic Marvels of Peru tour coming October 2nd through 12th, 2023. This will be the most epic expedition of a lifetime, an 11-day journey that will take us to Machu Picchu and over 20 other sites of the Inca and megalithic sites. You can go to megalithicmarvels.com/tours or click the link in the show notes below. And also, I want to let you know that this is the final call to get $300 off registration for our Egypt trip this May. This is going to be a 12-day expedition. We're going to go inside the Great Pyramid of Giza and see over 20 other sites. And the discount code expires on January 10th. The code is Egypt2023, all caps, all together. Again, click the link in the show notes below or go to megalithicmarvels.com/tours. Okay, so let's jump into the show. 2022 was a great year of research and exploration for me regarding megalithic structures and ancient civilizations, and it was really exciting to see incredible growth across the Megalithic Marvels platform, whether it was the blog or social media channels or views on all the videos and much more. Two highlights to point out and celebrate would be one that my most viewed video, which was about the legendary giants of Lovelock Cave, it garnered over 7 million views across all the platforms like YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. So that was pretty exciting. The video was only 1 minute long, but I guess people really liked it. You can click the link in the show notes below to see, I think, the YouTube version of that. Another highlight to point out is that the blog megalithicmarvels.com broke a new personal record of 620.7 thousand total views in 2022. And I started it in 2016, so really come quite a long way. And my last blog post was titled The Top 10 Articles of 2022. I posted this right after Christmas. And it's linked below in the show notes. And this is where I'm pulling from today's three main topics. So if you want to read them or share them or see the photographs I might refer to, just click the link in the show notes below to see these articles and to see all of the top 10 articles of 2022 from megalithicmarvels.com. Okay, so let's get into this first topic or story, which I titled Farmer Discovers Giant Age-Old Statue in Potato Field. And when you see this photograph, I think it's really going to take you by surprise. It got a ton of views on Instagram and really got people's attention because you see this this farmer standing in a field holding what looks like a metal detector, and at his feet is this massive statue that he unearthed in Kyrgyzstan. So let's get to the story. On the evening of October 15th, this was just this last year, 2022, this guy named Erkin was plowing his potato field when his plow suddenly struck something very large under the earth. And this guy made the wise decision to postpone his plowing and instead began digging. And I think he must have went and got a metal detector, not knowing what he struck. And that's probably why he was holding it in the photo. And after much digging, I don't know if he had others come help him, but to his surprise, they unearthed this giant statue, approximately 9 feet tall and at least 1,500 years old. This gentleman, Erkin, who's, again, his property, he lives in Kyrgyzstan, he said, quote, "It's a great historical find for this village, and it will bring good fortune," end quote. And this statue, when you look at it, it's known as a, I think it's pronounced a Baalbal. It's a Kurgan name given to a statue like this one that was erected around an ancient Turkish grave. So again, there's more here than just the statue. There's probably a grave or graves. And it's estimated that this Baalbal statue was crafted at least in the 6th century, if not older. And so it's like this massive grave marker that marked the grave of this ancient Turkish warrior. And Kyrgyzstan and throughout Central Asia is where these Turkish tribes thrived. And again, the statue is said to symbolize the enemies that the specific Turkish warrior had killed during his life legacy. I found this very fascinating. It's not just a giant statue. This is very specific and, again, represents the enemies that the specific warrior had killed during his life legacy. And this thing is quite detailed, as you will see when you click the link in the show notes to see this article and see this photograph. According to the historian that is referenced in this article, I can't pronounce his name, there are historical kurgans or burials like this that date back as far as the 3rd century BC between the settlements of Akbulan and Frunz. So again, this might be even older than they're telling us. And this specific historian points out that this statue bears significant marks indicating that it belonged to a warrior of great title. It's got inscriptions on the head. It's got a pendant in the neck area and a hand in the middle. And this historian notes that the statue features a drawn sword, a belt, and pictures on its backside. So again, it's quite detailed. And I also, linked a video that I found on Twitter that was recorded, you know, right after this discovery. And so you can see even more details and angles than this picture shows. This historian notes that, quote, "It's difficult to determine without archaeologists to which period the Baalbal belongs," end quote. So this historian's basically saying, hey, we don't know exactly for sure if it's only 1,500 years old. I think he's saying it could be older. So definitely check out that photo. And I really thought that was an amazing discovery in 2022. Now let's move to our next topic. Let's journey to Ireland and talk about Ireland's mysterious wormhole. Now, let me set this up. Inishmore, also pronounced Inismore, is the largest of the Aran Islands of Galway Bay in Ireland. And it's an area consisting of 12 square miles if you look at it on a map. And it's the largest island off the Irish coast with no bridge or causeway to the mainland. Now, one of the most remarkable features of Inishmore Island is the wormhole. Otherwise known as the Serpent's Lair, from Gaelic folklore relating to the reptilian sea monster. Now, when you see these photos that, again, are linked in the show notes below, or you can go to megalithicmarvels.com and see top 10 articles of 2022, and this article is linked in there. When you see these photos, you're going to see this massive rectangle that looks like it was cut straight from the limestone floor. And the crazy thing is it can only be accessed by walking along the cliffs south of this other ancient site, which is up above it, an ancient megalithic site.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So I find it fascinating that up above it on the cliffs is this ancient megalithic site called Dun Ungassa, I believe. And then down below is this almost perfectly cut rectangle pool cut into the limestone. And it's not far right there from the beach or where the waves are hitting the end of the island. And so you're going to see how the seawater ebbs and flows at the bottom of the cliffs and into the pool where they call this wormhole begins to fill up, and then it overflows, and then it starts to drain, and the process starts over again and over again, and it's said to be quite mesmerizing. And this wormhole or unusual rock formation also has underground channels which are said to link up to the sea. So it's almost like you could jump in this thing, swim under the rock limestone floor, and then literally out into the sea. And this enigmatic site is in very close proximity to other prehistoric sites, as that one I referenced, which date from 1100 BC or even earlier. Now, upon close observation, again, the wormhole appears to reveal cut-like marks, especially on its seaward side, to me indicating that it's not of natural origin. I mean, if you're looking towards the sea, the top right-hand corner even looks like there's a massive, you know, what could be like a saw cut. Just very strange. And then when you see these photographs with humans standing around it, you realize how massive this thing actually is. Now, it's important to note that similar ancient rectangular cutouts into the ground like this can also be found around the world in places such as at Perperikan archaeological site in Bulgaria. And I linked a picture of that, which almost looks identical, except this is more in the mountains. But a similar scale, massive rectangular cutout with humans standing next to it, which shows the scale. So all of this leads me to ask the following questions. Is the wormhole of Inishmore natural, or was it crafted by the ancients? Was it crafted by the same megalithic builders of Dunungasa that have that site above it? Or is this even earlier? And then, being that it derives its name from a reptilian sea monster of Gallic folklore, could it have been crafted as a, quote, wormhole, end quote, for some kind of ancient creature to swim through and maybe receive sacrificial offerings from the ancients or for some other purpose? These are some of the theories out there. Interesting to consider, but that is the wormhole of Inishmore. All right, and now let's bring this episode to a close talking about the 9,000-year-old Jericho skull. When I saw this photograph, I was taken back. It captured my attention. I started to do a deep dive, wrote a blog post about it, and that's why I thought, man, we have got to talk about this on the podcast. Because this whole topic, this article, came in as my number one post of 2022 with, thousands upon thousands of reads and views. And when you see the pictures of it, you're going to know why. So let's get into this. In 1953, archaeologist Kathleen Kenyon unearthed something very strange on the desert plains of Jericho. This 9,000-year-old elongated skull covered with plaster that features eye sockets inlaid with cowrie shells. Now, archaeologists believe that it belonged to what they call the pre-pottery Neolithic period, dating somewhere from between 7,300 to 6,300 BC. So again, we're talking at least 9,000 years old in total, possibly old. So now it's on display at the Ashmolean Museum of Art and Archaeology at England's University of Oxford. And this enigmatic skull supposedly belonged to an adult male and shows evidence of cranial deformation. You can see the shape is a bit elongated and extends backwards a bit. Now, what's crazy is plaster was carefully molded over the front of the skull, as you can see, but it does not extend over the back of the skull. And the skull measures approximately 8.2 inches long and 6.3 inches wide. And when you look at the up-close photographs of these eyes, it is quite, I guess you could say freaky, you could say disturbing, strange, bizarre, all these words come to mind. But these cowrie shells, this is what it, where it gets interesting. They are found in the Indian Ocean, but nowhere near Jericho, where the skull was discovered. So there's evidence to suggest that cowrie shells were used as currency during this pre-pottery Neolithic period, which may explain how the ancients near Jericho came to possess these shells. Now, the significance of this plastered skull within the overarching picture of world history really can't be understated, as there have only been a few of these skulls ever found worldwide. These bizarre plaster skulls have all been typically found in the ancient Levant, most notably right here in Jericho where this one was found. So they represent some of the oldest forms of art in the Middle East. So again, the reason this is such a fascinating thing to me is, again, it's very ancient, at least 9,000 years old. The skull is somewhat deformed and elongated. Even when you're looking at the close-up front-on view, the skull, you know, again, because of the plaster, almost looks potato-y shaped. And then you've got these shells inserted into the plaster as eyes. So very strange, very ancient, and from Jericho. So again, go to megalithicmarvels.com to find this article there near the top, or click the link below in the show notes to go right to it and see the photos. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast and check out my last episode, where I featured an interview I did with Cliff Dunning, host of the Earth Ancients podcast, about Mayan technology and the possible megaliths of Mars. Until next time, keep exploring.